יש, יש, יש.
יש לנו שיעור, אצלנו זה שיפור, ללמוד ולפתוח את הלב ואת המוח. שיעור שכולו שמחה, עם משחקים, תיאטרון ושירה, והמורה שלנו מגלה רק לנו מה זאת אהבה.
יופי.
Great! Nice to see all of you again. And once again, we're at our lesson. The last lesson before our great Congress that's coming up on February 2nd to the 4th of 2009. Excellent! Our topic is, before the Congress, dissemination at the Congress. Great! You prepared something for me, right? Why is dissemination important to us? Yes, you did. Because it spreads the wisdom of Kabbalah to the entire world. And then one day we're going to unite. Oh, and why do we need to spread the wisdom of Kabbalah in the entire world? Yes. It pulls people more because they'll know what there is in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Oh, you mean what there is in the wisdom of Kabbalah that they need? Baruch? We need the dissemination at the Congress so that the points in the hearts will awaken within the people. And what will we have with these points in the hearts awakening? Yes. Everyone will unite. Why do we need unity, such huge unity between everyone? Yes. So that we can climb up the steps and reach the Creator. Great. And why do we need to climb the steps and reach the Creator? Yes. So that we can correct our reality. And what is a reality? Why do we have to correct it? Our reality is egoistic. And why do we have to fix it? Yes. Yes. Because then we only think about ourselves. What do you mean? Then we'll think about ourselves or now? No. If we're egoists, then we're only thinking about ourselves. And if we will correct it, then no. Okay, more. Okay. So, this is what I have written here. I have to say that you guys are like a soldier. I've said this to you before. You guys are like soldiers that are going on a dissemination mission for all the children in the Congress. Are a lot of children coming to the Congress? How many? I don't know. 500 children? Excellent. Okay, let's say 500. Wow. That's a whole army. And what do we have to do with them? What? Yes. We have to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah. To all of them? Yes. And unite with them. What do you think? How can we connect with them, unite with them? In love and in games, where in these games the goal is that everyone are winners. There's no one winner. Everyone should feel good so that they will feel at home, and not that, you know, those are who are from Israel are going to win. Okay, so in these games, we're going to try to make it pleasant for them so that all the games are in the name of unity, right? Is that right? Are these the games that you prepared? That in each game, there aren't winners. You only win if you are together. Yes? Excellent. And now, that's what you studied on Sunday. On Monday, you learned about dissemination in the entire world, and Baal HaSulam says about it that the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the entire world is called a shofar. What is a shofar? Do you know? Can you tell me? Come on, quickly, pasta. The microphone, a shofar, a horn, it is a voice that widens, it goes to distances, and that's how the wisdom of Kabbalah should be. Okay, more children? Not questions, only to answer. Yes, please. That when everything reaches, that the voice of the shofar, the horn, reaches to distances, and that's how the wisdom of the Kabbalah should reach distances. Okay, excellent. And it's not only, it's just not a horn, it's called the horn of a Messiah. Who is this Messiah? Yes, at the back. Quickly. It's like a contest. Who gets the mic? Who passes the mic faster?
Yes.
The Messiah is a condition of Gematikum, the final correction. So when this big voice crosses across distances, it's going to be the final correction that we will reach. Okay, who else can add? Some of the kids at the back, Moshe. The Moshiach is a power that pulls Moshiach from above. That's great. And what does this force do? According to what I heard, the Moshiach Messiah is a good era, good period. It's not like a person that sits on a white donkey and gives us a sign that there's a temple or something. No, it is a time. It's like a tool of that helps us. Okay, you mean so it's a force that helps us. Do you have something to add? The Messiah is something that pulls us towards the quality of bestowal, of giving, while we are still in the quality of egoism. So he takes us and pulls us towards the quality of bestowal. Great, excellent. So that's what a shofar and the horn, the dissemination of Kabbalah, that's what all this. So that's the whole world rises. Okay, on Tuesday, you learned the spreading of the wisdom. And also, Balasram also talks about it. And he says that in the Zohar, it says that with this unity, the sons of Israel exit from their... from their exile. Who are Israel? Israel means Yashar Kev, straight to the Creator in Hebrew. Who are these people? Yes. Yashar El means straight to the Creator. So we have to reach the Creator directly. What does it mean to reach the Creator directly? Yes. Directly. So that they reach the spiritual world directly. What does it mean to reach the spiritual world? Maybe the girls? Which one of you knows? Yes, please. At the back. Yes, you. So that you rise the ego. So if we rise the, overcome the ego, we come to the quality of bestowal, and the quality of bestowal is called the Creator. Yes, and then why? What it says about this, that the sons of Israel, Bnei Israel, exited their exile. What is this exile? Exile is suffering. It is something, it's a thing that someone that conquered us, and we can't overcome it because it conquered us. Okay, but what conquers us? The ego, our ego. And why is it called exile? Because, oh, I forgot. Okay, Baruch. Because we surrendered to the ego. We exited into exile, and the ego overcame us, and that's why we went into exile. What did we, where did we come from? Like, where did we exit from? Yes, at the back, there's a new girl. Keep on passing the microphone. Yes, you. From Egypt, from the suffering. Mitzrayim, Egypt is called suffering. So we exited the exile from Egypt, right? So are we in exile or are we not in exile? So did we leave Egypt or not? Yes, please. The girl behind you.
We
exited Egypt, but we're still in exile. Okay, what kind of exile? We are suffering from the ego, and in our corporeal, in this body, we left Egypt a long time ago, but in our internality, on the inside, we did not leave Egypt because we didn't overcome the ego. Wow, what a great answer. Yes, you. We we left Egypt, but we are still in the exile of the desire to receive, and we want to reach the desire to bestow. Okay, that's called being in exile and waiting for being saved. Shlomo, you always say, I heard, someone told me. Do you hear voices or something like that? Yes, sometimes you tell me things, and sometimes my dad tells me. What, you wake up for my morning lessons? I listen to them on my computer. Okay. So, according to what I heard, they said that during exile you develop your soul and you increase it, you make it big, and then when you exit the exile, you disseminate. So that means that right now we're in the exile of the desire to receive. So I wanted to know if that's the answer. Yes, we are in exile. That means that we're in the desire to receive. So the exile is from the spiritual world, from the desire to bestow. So we fell from the spiritual world and now we have to come back. Because we fell, that's called that we're in exile and we're waiting to be saved, which is rising back into the spiritual world. In Hebrew, there's a difference between these two words, exile and redemption, in one letter. Which letter is that? It's the Hebrew letter Aleph. And what is the sign for the Hebrew letter Aleph? Galut, Geula. These are the two words. The sign for it is good. Okay, except of that, what else? It's the Creator. Why? Because the last letter of the name of the Creator is the letter Aleph. And in Geula, there's also the letter Aleph. So that means that the Creator takes us to redemption, to Geula, so that together we can be special. Ooh, you are very foxy, but actually that's not right.
Yes.
Aleph symbolizes emet, truth, great, but that's not right either. All of this is truth, emet, but I want to hear more. You. Aleph is ahava in Hebrew, love. That's true as well, but no. Take a picture of him, film him, look at how he wants to answer. Okay, maybe someone else, someone new. No one? Okay, fine. Answer. But be careful. Aleph is achdut, unity. Yeah, that's true as well. But there's another answer. Yes, at the back. Yes, yes, please. Aleph is Ein Sof. Eternity in Hebrew means eternity. That also means that, but without guessing. What is the Creator's name in Hebrew? Alu. You're saying Elo, but it's actually Alu. I'm saying Alu. Yehi? Give him the microphone. Come on. Quickly, quickly. Don't fall asleep in the middle. Elokamimal. No. That's true as well, but that's not it. A piece of the Creator, but no. The girl at the back. Alufo Shelolam. It's the king of the universe, of the world. Wow, how did you know? Did you all hear that? The Creator is called Alufo Shelolam. It's the champion of the world, the general of the world, and the letter Aleph in Hebrew symbolizes that, and that is the difference between Galut and Geula, redemption and exile. So what does it tell us? What are we missing in the world to have? The only thing we're missing in the revelation of the Creator. That's it. If he is revealed, then we are in redemption. And if he is hidden from us, then we are in exile. You understand? Okay. Great. And this was... So we saw that in unity, Bnei Israel exit the exile. So why? Why with unity? Who can tell me? Maybe the new children? The boy at the back? Because Kabbalists wrote the books, and we have to use books to exile. Okay, so what about them writing these books? It pulls all Makif, the surrounding light. And what does all Makif, the surrounding light, give us? There's a new girl in the back. Yes. Your neighbor.
No.
Oh, I forgot. That's okay.
Tikkun.
Correction? Or Makif, the surrounding light, brings a correction to our desire to receive. And that's why we really want this desire to and the surrounding light. And that's why we only study from real books that are written by real Kabbalists. Why? Because in these books we have the surrounding light. What do you mean? In the book there's surrounding light? What does that mean? No, that we are learning. What are we learning? It means that we're learning. When we're learning, we don't feel that it comes because we can't see the surrounding light, the Om Makif. But when we're studying, while studying, we're receiving it. Yes, Baruch? By studying together, the surrounding light, the Om Makif, comes and corrects our soul. That's right as well. That's the condition. Yes, you did? I have a question. A question. Okay, fine. Ask your question. How can we disseminate during the Congress? Because the entire day is busy from 9 o'clock in the morning until 11 at night. It's a lot of time. So how can we really disseminate at the Congress? This entire time from 9 to 11 p.m. at night, we are in an attack of dissemination, which means that we are all together in unity, and not that I'm connecting with a few of my friends and then I don't see the rest of the people, the boys as well. We are actually connecting to the guests that are coming. You're all understanding what I'm saying? We have to truly connect them within ourselves so that they feel our warmth and love. Yes? What did you prepare for this? Songs? Yes. Games? Yes. Shows? Cultural evenings? Different activities? A choir? What else? Lessons. My lessons are your own lessons. Your lessons. So I'm going to have to talk to you, to the children. We're going to have a lesson like one we have right now. With 500 children together. Wow. Here, there are like 50 of you, 90 of you today. And then over there we're going to have 500. What am I going to do? But I'm going to choose them to give me the answers. You understand, right? I'm going to give them a chance, like because they're our guests, I'm going to give them a chance and the respect. Okay? Excellent. So I want to go over all the questions that you talked about. The wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us the unity of the world. It shows us equality. Okay? Fine. Shows us that the entire world has to be equal. That's what we have to disseminate at the Congress. We have to feel, the children have to feel that they are friends, that we're accepting them just like one of our own. What else? Baal HaSulam here says that I am happy that I was created in such a generation where it is allowed to disseminate, to spread the wisdom of truth. Why? Because by spreading this wisdom, we reach correction. Okay, now let's hear your questions. All of you have questions, but questions about the dissemination at the Congress. Okay, let's talk together about what we're going to do. With all of the activities and seminars and the songs and the games, how can we suddenly ask the children who have never before disseminated the wisdom of Kabbalah? How do we, as beginners, disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah? Is there an answer for him or not? Not you did? We actually started disseminating by showing TV shows and we're children. Yes, that's right. What else? It's simply that we just have to be with these children, make them feel like always so that they're happy. That's right, he's saying correct things. Because if from my heart I'm giving them warmth and I treat them nicely, that's already dissemination. Yes? Today we're in a world that's not so united. We have war outside and so on. How will we be able to disseminate to places like the Gaza Strip in Iran? How it not, Ruff says, not only the Gaza Strip and Iran, the entire world doesn't want unity. Everyone is in struggle, in a conflict between each other, countries and nations, and but we actually studied this, that we see the light out of the darkness, because we're going to come to a state where all of us feel the bad that has to be revealed, and then we exit this bad. Yes?
At
the girl in the back? If we will disseminate to everyone, so then all of them are going to want this wisdom on just a part. Why only a part? Each and every one. Let's say you are right now studying in school. So some children learn better, some children learn worse, but overall you're studying what you are being taught, and that's how it's going to be with the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are all going to have to learn it, to actualize it, to make a correction in the world. Yes? If we are disseminating at the Congress, and everyone who's at the Congress, they all know about Kabbalah, so why do we have to disseminate at the Congress? First of all, you know much, I think that overall you know more than they do. And second of all, what you have to disseminate, spread, is your heart, your warmth. These children are coming here. They don't know you, but they actually know you. You are the ones that don't know them. Because they watch, they see you. Did they send pictures? Can you recognize them according to their pictures? No. So see, you're going to have to very fast. You're going to have to meet them. And I'm asking you, don't be united between yourselves. You should be united through these children. Two are coming to another child and connect them to you. Four children connect another three to themselves. All the time, you have to give them a feeling of unity. Everywhere you see children, if you see a child who is just sitting on the side, maybe he's a little sad, maybe he doesn't know what to do, or maybe he is being emotional, or maybe, you know, he's in a state where he doesn't know what to do, what's going on. Together, you have to come to him, you take him with warmth, and really connect to him. Each one of you has to do this, okay? This small girl behind you. You have a question? Yes. To sing songs about Kabbalah, is that called disseminating? Of course. You have lots of songs? Yes. Five songs. In English? Part of them in English, part of them in Hebrew. Okay. Hebrew and English. Okay, good. The small child behind you. What if I don't speak Russian? What should I do? Okay. The boy at the back.
No, Liatka. Ken, look at
It talks about a shofar, a horn. What is that? We just talked about it. Where were you? Ask your friends later. They heard about it already. At the back, someone is putting his hand up. I can't see him. Quickly, at the very, very back. When we're all connected, will we have to do dissemination? Of course, because we study that when a person enters a group, and according to the extent that he connects to this group gives back to him, it influences him. And with this force that comes to him, this is the force that he uses to climb upward, to overcome his ego. And this is why it's never enough. The more a person connects with everyone, the more force he receives until he crosses the machsom, the barrier. And that's when he enters the spiritual world. Okay? New girls with questions? No, it's the same girls. There is a girl at the back. I can't see her. Beside you, no? Okay, you ask them. Let's say that there's someone where we both don't want to connect. He doesn't want to connect to me, and I don't want to connect to him. How am I supposed to disseminate to him? You really don't want to connect with him? Why? It's your ego. Then you should take... let's say there's a girl that you really don't want to connect with her, right? Then you should overcome your ego. How? Directly, I can't reach out to her. I just can't. It's something that's horrible for me. It's disgusting for me. What am I going to do? I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to take two or three other friends of mine, and I'm going to ask them to help me connect to her. Then together we're going to go and connect to her. And then I overcome my ego. What? But let's say I want to connect with her. I'm trying to connect with her, but she doesn't want to. Again, through the group, you have to make it so that she will want to connect with you. Yes. I'm shy. You have what? How can I do all the disseminations that I can? You mean that you're shy? You don't want to disseminate. So what are you supposed to do? Take a few friends as well. Always together. If you do things together, you either learn from them or you learn from, or they learn from you. They help you connect with someone in an indirect way. Always together. If you can't do something alone, then do it together, because you're with them, and it is as if it's not you. It's always easier to do things together. Yes. Before that, you talked about the war where everyone hates each other and nothing comes out of this. I have a question. What is it? What's a war in spirituality? And is there war in spirituality? A war in spirituality, it is a war against the ego. Bob, do you want to explain? It is where I'm fighting against my ego. I want to be in the spirituality, but the ego is not giving it to me. So I'm fighting my ego. But he's telling you that he's not capable of doing it. So what do I do? The influence of the environment. Again, you take a few friends and do it. Don't look at your ego. Don't think that it's your ego. Tell your ego that it's your enemy, that it's not you. It's outside. Take yourself outside the ego. This is the ego over here, and this is me. But what can I do? It's controlling me. Take a few friends who will jump on this ego and kick it. Kick it. What? I'm supposed to support my friends all the time? I don't know. What do you guys think? Yes, please, over there. Yes, yes, keep on passing the microphone. Yes, yes, why? Yes, please. So that way, you will see that we want to connect to them, and they will connect to us. The minute I leave my friends, I fall into my ego. They are in the middle. I'm either connected to the group or I am in my ego. It's one of the two. Yes.
Sham Shamala.
And if in my environment I don't have any friends, what do you mean? What environment? Let's say right now I live in Saudi Arabia and I don't have any friends there. Oh, then we'll send from some friends over to you. Then we are connecting through the internet. Okay, at the back. Quickly.
It's
also a friendly game here that we are passing the microphone quickly to the back. Each one worries about how to do it quickly. Yes, please. So the Congress is for everyone, essentially. Does that mean that I can tell my friends from school about it and invite them? No. We are inviting people to the Congress only... we are only inviting people to the Congress who are with us already, who are studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, and whose parents are allowing their children to come to the Congress because parents are responsible for their children. And without the parents' permission, we are not allowed to approach a child because a child is not independent until up to the age of 18, I think. So you can't approach a child who's under the age of 18. We can't disseminate to him or anything like that. Only if the parents agree. And this is why we never approach just children randomly on the street or in schools. Yes. Hurry up. Pass it on. Me and my friend here have a problem. During the Congress, we have a trip, a school trip for 3 or 4 days during the period of the Congress. What are we supposed to do? I don't know. You have to discuss this with your teacher here and there. I don't know. Do you want to come to the Congress or do you want to be there? I want to be at the Congress. So what are you supposed to tell them? You have to think about this. Yeah, you know, when I didn't want to go to school, I used to say that I'm sick, and I wouldn't go. But we have to think about this. Maybe it is something that you can't give up on. I don't know.
No?
Yes. There are lots of languages in this world, and I don't know many of them, but if we can't translate to all the languages, how will the other people who don't speak our languages, how can they take dissemination? You speak English, right? Yes. You used to live in the United States, right? Yes. So you speak English, and if you know English, then you'll be fine. But on top of that, while you're singing together and playing together, and you will have cultural evenings, all these things, I think that they will let us overcome these barriers. And again, I'm telling you, it's the attitude. Attitude needs no language. If people feel that you were together with them, and slowly, don't worry, we'll find common languages. More questions? Questions about the organization. How do we disseminate? Yes. Do I have to be a friend to all the children that are coming to the Congress? Can I just be friendly to them? We can't connect to one person. You can't just get yourself attached to one person and then you keep on talking to her and everything and ignore everyone else. No, we have to be together. We cannot show them that we are satisfied by this. We want unity. Unity is that we are all equal. you can, for some time, maybe half a day or a day or half an hour, to be with someone, but only for the purpose of unity. And then you have to move on, or even take her and start connecting with her to other groups of girls. But no way should anyone feel like as if you don't want to unite with them. I don't want to see anyone sitting sad and on his own. You have to pay attention to everyone. And you should pay attention. There are like 500 children there. You have to pay attention to everyone who feels a little bad or is sad. You have to come to him right away and make him happy. And you know that this upcoming Sunday at 5:30 you are going to have a video conference with all the children, all the groups that are coming before they're coming here, and you're going to be talking to them, and this is what you're going to talk about as well. How do you unite? How do you have to unite together? And I think that they will come earlier as well. Maybe we'll get to know them before the Congress. Even now they're listening to us, so they have to come to the Congress like this as well, so they want to connect to all of them. They want to be in the group without any differences between us, and then we will be able to create this big unity where suddenly we're going to feel as if we are rising from exile to redemption. And you can do this at any age. It has nothing to do with age, because a soul is ageless. A soul of an old person or of a child is exactly the same soul. This is why a child that is putting his entire effort into things, he can do exactly the same jump as the grown-ups. Someone new. We have a question from outside of Israel. Daniel from Moscow is asking, how can I disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah if I don't completely understand it? It doesn't matter. Why do you have to understand it? We will understand later. After dissemination, when we all unite into one kli, one vessel, and then in this vessel, we will reveal the upper light, the Creator. We reveal these things in the unity between us. Of course, we don't know them right now. We'll know them afterwards, after the unity. How do we learn? What do we learn from Mount Sinai, from receiving the Torah? In the beginning, we had exile. Then we had what? Arvut, mutual guarantee. And then we had another condition that we're receiving this Torah to correct our ego, and then we got it. And then now we are going to correct ourselves and rise upwards. So that means that ahead of time, we don't know anything without knowing anything. I hope that he is hearing me. He's coming, right? Yes. Excellent. More girls? Not so much. Someone new? Yes. How will we know if he's speaking one language or another language? You know how to ask in English what language he's speaking? No, you only speak Hebrew, and we had English lessons, and we have a page with words that were translated to English. So, within a week, you have to write yourselves up a dictionary. Do we have a dictionary? We should have a dictionary that says, what's your name? What language do you speak? In English, right? And they're going to receive a page like that as well, right? We should make sure that they do. In English, not in Hebrew, in English. And then he is asking you a question in English, a question that you already know, the sentence. Let's say, what's your name? And then you know what he's asking about. He knows how to ask it. Although he's not going to know many sentences in English, but at least this sentence he'll know. And then you'll know what to answer him, okay?
Odds.
More. Are the children outside of Israel preparing just like we are preparing? Why didn't you ask them? We did ask them. We're going to ask them on Sunday. Oh, okay. But they're not talking to us in the forum. On the forum. They're not. Maybe they're so lazy. And the girls as well. They're not talking to you either. We don't know how, because, for example, in my forum, it is in different languages. The forum is in different languages, in all sorts of languages. You know what? I think that we're going to have to put a few adults into your groups, adults who know other languages, and that way they'll be able to help you stay connected. We are done. We are done with our lesson, and the next time we see each other, it's going to be at the Congress, and I'm expecting very much of all of you to do dissemination like in the best way, like for the last generation. And now we have a song.
יש לנו שיעור, אצלנו זה שיפור, ללמוד ולפתור.